USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Louisiana's Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards narrowly winning a second term yesterday. The Deep South's only Democratic governor, handing President Donald Trump another gubernatorial loss this year.
What a great night it is for Louisiana, and to God be the glory.
Republican businessman Eddie Rispone losing out to Bel Edwards by about 40,000 votes.
We have nothing to be ashamed of. We had over 700,000 people in Louisiana really want something better and something different.
Authorities in Germany say a collision between two passenger jets on the ground at Frankfurt Airport did cause damage but left nobody injured. The Korean Air Boeing and Air Namibia Airbus planes hit each other shortly after they had landed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump spent more than 2 hours at Walter Reed National Medical Center yesterday for what the White House says were medical tests as part of his annual physical. The appointment was not on his weekend public schedule. His last physical was in February. Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham saying the 73-year-old Trump was, quote, anticipating a busy 2020 and wanted to take advantage of a free weekend in Washington to begin portions of what is otherwise a routine checkup. Protesters angered by Iran raising government-sent gasoline prices by 50% blocked traffic in major cities and occasionally clashed with police yesterday after a night of demonstrations punctuated by gunfire. The violence reportedly killing at least one person. It's put renewed pressure on Iran's government as it struggles to overcome U.S. sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The United States and South Korea announcing they are postponing a joint military air exercise that North Korea has been criticizing as provocative. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper and his South Korean counterpart made the announcement in Bangkok, where they were attending an Asia Defense Ministers Conference. Esper telling reporters he doesn't consider the postponement a concession to North Korea. A warning's been issued by the law enforcement community regarding the use of public USB charging stations. USA Radio's John Clemens explains.
That warning comes to the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office that inventive cyber criminals now have technology that allows them to steal your information when you use one of those public USB charging stations. I spoke to data protection expert Carol Nichols, who tells us about juice jacking.
I would advise not to use a public charging station because there's no way you can determine if it's secure. And since it's public, the person that might have used it last might have been a criminal that inserted some type of device that's going to be able to penetrate your device and either steal data from you or harm your device in some way.
And Chicago teachers have approved the contract deal that ended an 11-day strike and includes pay raises, $35 million to enforce limits on class sizes, and a pledge to supply each school with a nurse and social worker. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.